Chapter 1. Muhammad Speaks. Welcome everybody, this is Muhammad. I am the one who is called the Prophet and bringer of Islam. My gratefulness is with this scribe who has even read the Quran for the time and courage taken to bring this message to the followers of Islam. This one has asked me why I did not choose a channel capable to speak Arab or another language common in the Islamic countries, and I answer to everybody, I tried that, I tried hard, but there was simply none. Even among those better educated disciples of the Islam, there was not a single one open enough for the idea of a mental contact of telepathic sort, and all those imams and ayatollahs would have been the last ones suited. Honestly, I'm absolutely unsure about the success of this project, though I'm of course hoping the best. But the situation on your planet, resulting from a completely derailed religion, is less than promising. Truly, it's bad can be. There is just little chance to reach anybody able to understand, accept and integrate the message and meaning of my words of shocking truth. There is just little chance to correct an understanding of God, which has been cemented into the heads of millions by brainwash and the stereotype repeating of phrases. If there is anybody able to translate this into Arab, French, Turkish or German, please do it. We strongly need to reach as many as possible, as early as possible. Be aware that anybody whose name will show up in connection with this message will be in danger by hardcore fundamentalists, but also have our personal celestial protection. Now, who is we? I belong to what is called spiritual hierarchy. Yes, there is much more than just my person. Many of us have come to this planet incarnate as the bringers of a message of God, while we never claim to be God or godlike ourselves. We are merely his servants, nothing more and nothing less. There have also been dark forces trying hard to prevent the coming out of divine truth, etc. You must know, humanity of this planet is not the only one in space, equal what you may have been told. There is a dark ET presence called Dracos, as well as those called the Anunnaki. It's mainly latter ones who greatly succeeded to contaminate my mission and message I left on this planet. I will tell you later how that happened, but first let me inform you about my due return.